Good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday, June 21st morning session of the Portland City Council. Carla, could you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly. Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope makes everybody feel comfortable, safe, welcome, and respected. There are two opportunities for public participation. The first is an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subjects they wish to address. These items are scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people can sign up for public testimony on first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need anybody's full address. If you're a lobbyist, we do need to know that. If you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light goes on. When your time is up, the red light goes on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting, interrupting others' testimony, or interrupting during council deliberations, will not be allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. Personal attacks and insults levied against city and council staff, many of whom are required to be here as a condition of their employment, will not be tolerated. If you would like to show your support for something, simple thumbs up is good. If you don't like it, thumbs down is good, too. We encourage people not to act out. Thank you. And with that long